Blog Talk Radio.
You really want to talk.
Yeah, y'all have entered into the zone of a king. It's the king, it's the king's hour, yeah. Coming to y'all live from the dirty south. One more game, y'all, one more game. Check it. It's the king's hour. Welcome to my face. Get king elected, my position stays straight. My soul stays on point and everything is great. My mission is clear and I'm about to take shape. I'm holding something, nothing into consumption. Got to bring the weight and it's pure eruption. Wanna listen to me, it's good, just trust me. King Ham is here, keep listening, you love me. Great gutter, gotta start with this foundation. I feel with you. It's my power, dedication. The most high I give for birth and all of my creation. Bless me as I'm here, it's my concentration. Come into my lab and take a listen to my vibe. Feel me on the flow, on these airways I ride. I hope everyone that listens, tell them worldwide. Come back and tell that Cunningham is live. It's a remix, I flow with the swiftness. Can't flow too fast, cause y'all need to witness. History in the making, cause I'm gonna live this. I hope one day that my daughter can relive this. Be her dad, make a way with his voice. Standing for truth is how I made my choice. On the mountaintop till I scream and rejoice. Let freedom ring, for our power is our source. Evil blocking, for my light is within. Shining so bright that it shines on my chin. Gemini is my sign, so I got to win. One, it's time to ascend. Feel my power as I grow with my pace. Easy as I flow, cause it's the turtle's race. I have my own walk, so I don't try to chase. Yes, I endure these struggles I will face. Every day I walk with my master. The most high I call on when there's disaster. I would do it myself, but his help is much faster. I'm more of a lyricist and far from a rapper. Cold cutter, I'm cold to hold. Watch this brother's story right here be told. Rhymes all the matter as my clip unload. There's more to the story that I will unfold. Straight talking, cause I am the dirty south. This load in the burden I carry, no doubt. Multiplies the full effect and yes, we feel cloud. Come with the rain cause there is no drought. Y'all feeling this? Let's go to the charts. If my flow is the canvas, and it's art. Worldwide, growing to the land in all parts. King Hammer's live, I told y'all from the start. It's on again. Yeah. It's the king. It's the king. It's the king. It's the king's hour. Yeah. Back once again. Y'all are now live.
good, people? What's good? It's your man, King Ham. Yes, it's me. It's me, finally. It's been a while, y'all. It's been a long while. But I'm back, finally. So in the spirit of me being back, I have to say this. Broadcasting live from the beautiful city of Carrollton, Georgia, via Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome to the King's Hour. And I'm your host, King Ham. What's good, people? Feel good to be back, finally in the house once again. Yes, I'm coming back this time to stay. Best believe that. So, no, I don't have none of the hand clap stuff and all that other stuff, so I'm going to be... Well, it's still good to be back, y'all. My voice messed up, but it's all good. The show must go on. Nothing is going to get in the way like it did the last time, but, you know, it's all good. I'm blessed to be here, and y'all blessed to be here, too. I want to thank everybody for supporting me over this time that I've been absent, over these hard, trying times. Really, it's been 2 years since I've done a full show. I did one last year, but, you know, it was just, I say it's mediocre. It was mediocre. So, you know, hey, what's up to everybody that's on the line right now? I see y'all right now. Oh, Miss Meek Dorsey, she's on the line right now. What's up with you? I'm going to bring you in so you can speak and everything in just a second. And I see another call on the line, area code 678-340. Yeah, I'm not going to call out your whole number. I'm not going to do you like that. You know, somebody strange call you up and be like, hey, how you doing? And then you like, man, who is this? Why you playing on my phone? You don't want stuff like that, so I'm not going to holler at your whole phone number. But, yeah, man, God, I see all my stuff back up. I got some of the music back on here. But, unfortunately, people, like I told y'all one time before, man, my laptop crashed, my old laptop, and I lost everything. I downloaded shows and edited them and stuff like that, and my music, all my music gone. But guess what, though? The King's Hour is going to be bigger and better. It's like I planned on doing it in the first place. So, man, tonight, you know, in the spirit of Black History Month, I want to talk about something tonight. Segregation, desegregation. Did it make or break us, especially in these days? Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Soon we come back from a break. But I just want to just say right now that, man, it's been a long 2 years, y'all, a long 2 years. My number one fan, he's not here anymore, which is my pops. And, you know, I lost him last year, May the 29th. And he was a great man. I'm going to miss him a lot, a whole bunch. And a lot of people is going to miss him also. He touched a lot of people's lives. And, you know, he's going to be missed. He's going to be truly missed. And that's why I'm back. I had to come back. So this season of the King's Hour is going to be dedicated to my pops, man. Most definitely. I want to give a moment of silence out to the family. I don't even want to say their name all out like that because I'm not a news, like CNN news or nothing like that. I don't want to call out people's name, but people of Carrollton, they know what I'm talking about. This crime that happened, this senseless crime that happened over the weekend involving kids and a mother and her fiance. And you know, I want to just give a moment of silence for that. So let's reflect and just thank the Most High just for blessings and bless that family. So say a little brief prayer for a moment. Okay. Thank y'all for that moment of silence. You know, I just want to pay homage to him real quick, and let's get back to the show. Tonight, like I said, we're going to talk about segregation, desegregation. Did it make or break us, especially in these days and times? This episode, I will discuss this topic and the history of it. This is part one. So the next time I come back with a show, it's going to be part two of this because it's kind of long. And, you know, it's a good stimulating conversation, you know. Because we're facing a lot of hardships in these days and times. But still, to me, it seems like history is repeating itself because, you know, a lot of people, well, I'm not going to say a lot of people, but it's just some, just making it hard for others and stuff like that. And, you know, you have to look at the history of something to look at these present days and times and look and see why things are happening in these days and times. So to me, I want to talk about segregation. Oh, wow. Somebody is calling me in the middle of my show. How many times did this happen? Over time, some people calling me right now. But I can't answer the phone right now. But this is my cousin, Mark. And I hope you go back and listen to the show and see that he called in the middle of my show. But anyway, let's get back to this topic for a second. Tonight I'm going to talk about segregation in America, the history of it, you know, Brown versus Board of Education. I'm going to get to all that, but segregated America. I got this off of a wonderful website, the American History website, and it just laid out the whole thing about segregation on down to 50 years after segregation. So, yes, what I'm going to be coming from. So after this brief break, and let me get myself together here, see who's all on the line and stuff like that. Yeah, I see that number. I see it. We're going to get back to this topic. So let's take a little break. Play you a little song. I miss playing music on this show. And look out for Wildin' Out Wednesdays. It'll be back. It won't be back this week, but it'll be back soon. I have some hot new music. Y'all heard the artists over the time on this show. They done got bigger and better. They done stepped up their craft. So, you know, I want to showcase that and let y'all listen to it. So let's go into this music break. And as I always say, let's go. Let's get it. We'll be right back. All right, people, we're back live on the air. This is the King's Hour, and I'm your host, King Ham. Welcome back to the show tonight, and, you know, shout out to everybody that's in the chat room. I see y'all. See everybody on the line right now. Shout out to my coworkers that's listening to the show. What's up, B? What's up, Brandon? I'm glad you're tuning in, man. I appreciate you, man. And old Honcho Johnson, too. Old Honcho the Lynx, where he just popped out. But he'll pop back. But welcome to the show anyway. And Miss Meek Meek, she was on the line. She popped off. People pop in and out all the time. You know, I'm used to it. But hey, welcome to the show anyway. Man, shout out to everybody on Facebook that follows me in these group rooms and everything. I sure do appreciate y'all. I do. I'm sitting here, of course, y'all. Y'all know how I was back in the day. I'm a one-man army, so you know I'm sitting here clicking through screens and operating my switchboard. But it's all good, though. This is what I love to do, and I'm glad I'm back doing it again. So a shout-out to myself, King Ham, for coming back. Hey, shout-out to Miss Chocolate, too. Yeah, y'all remember her? Yeah, my other number one fan. She's in the house too, literally. But let's get back to the show. Talk about segregation in America. Segregation, desegregation, did it make or break us in these days and times? Now, why did I come up with this particular topic? Not just because it was Black History Month, but it was just a perfect time because it was Black History Month. But you know, things today, how they are, history repeats itself. It really do. And I just want to go into a brief history of a segregated America back in those times. After the Civil War, millions of formerly enslaved African Americans hoped to join a larger society as full and equal citizens. Although some white Americans welcomed them, others used people's ignorance, racism, and self-interest to sustain and spread racial division. Do that sound familiar today? Because this country is heavily divided. And in these days and times, there's a lot of races over here in America. And some stick together, and some don't. But we're going to get into all that. But let's go into the history some more. By the 1900s, new laws and old customs in the North and the South had created a segregated society, that condemned Americans of color to second-class citizenships. This is the promise of freedom, though. For formerly enslaved people, freedom meant an end to the whip, to the sale of family members, and to white masters. The promise of freedom held out the hope of self-determination, educational opportunities, and full rights of citizenship. This is a quote from John Adams, a former slave. Now we are free. What do we want? We want education. We want protection. We want plenty of work. We want good pay for it, but not any more or less than anyone else. And then you will see the downtrodden race rise up. And that, like I said, it came from a former slave, John Adams. So with that being said, as you can see, some of the stuff that I'm saying, it relates to today, especially with education and plenty of work. Now, as far as education-wise, different races of people, not only African-Americans, but different races that were over here at this time, couldn't get, you know, a decent education or work. So they were treated as second-class citizens. Now look at it today. in my opinion, especially the lack of work. Everything with a lack of work and non-education is with the poor, second-class people of this country. Now, I can give a good example of lack of work. I can give my job, for example. I'm not going to give the name of my job because, you know, I don't want to incriminate myself. But, yeah, I see one of my coworkers. I know he's like, oh, Lord, what is he about to say? But, you know, it fits into this topic because at my job, for instance, we have a $1 million company, but we're not even seeing 40 hours a week. See, that's not enough to pay, you know, your bills and stuff like that. You got your families looking at you crazy and stuff like that. But the thing is, though, they promise you this big thing that's here, but they show something else. And they keep on giving you this hope and dream of, hey, higher pay, even insurance and stuff like that, but it'd be always something different. Just like it did back in the day. Those people, once they were free after the Civil War, they expected, you know, to be an American citizen, basically. So to me, it works hand in hand. But as those people did back in the day, they had to stand up and rise up. And that's exactly what they did. Now, how they compare to today? Well, you know, there's a lot of people out here, they do want to rise up and do something about it, but they're afraid to. Because they're afraid to get killed off or something like that. Or even afraid to do what I'm doing right now and talking about it to a public audience. Now, I'm not a coward by no means. So, you know, I'm going to say what I feel on this show, because this is the King's Hour. This is my show. They gave me this platform to inform people, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to inform people. So, as I was saying, with the job situation, you have less pay to do a higher duty, per se, but the result is always the same. It's not enough. It is not enough. So let me go on to something else, because I don't want to get into my job and all this stuff, because I'm going to get real emotional and say something I might regret. But anyway, what you back here saying? Yeah, you back here saying something. I know I need to be quiet a little bit. Yeah, this is King Ham. Yeah, I'm almost back to my raw form where I just don't care what I say. Just say what I feel, but, you know, I'm going to hold back tonight and give y'all some history. How about that? So let's get on to some more history. Now, the Reconstruction Amendment was intended to extend the rights of citizenship to African Americans. The 13th Amendment, 1865, abolished slavery. The 14th Amendment, in 1868, extended equal protection of the laws to all citizens. And the 15th Amendment in 1870 guaranteed that the right to vote could not be denied on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. That's pretty deep. It's pretty deep. Now, if I read this stuff to y'all, man, it just pops out of stuff that's going on today, especially with the voting and with all these laws and amendments and stuff like that. Do America really follow their laws and amendments? Do they really? Because in certain situations, they don't. But it's a good thing that we do have the court system. We do have that. At least we do have a fighting chance to try to do something. And that's exactly what these people did back in the day. They used the legal system. They didn't pick up guns. They didn't use their fists. They used the legal system. They used their own system against them to get their rights. And we should do that today. But in these days and time, it seems like more people are out for themselves
instead of the next person picking the next person up, just laying down on the ground. It seems like it's more people kicking people down while they're already still down instead of lifting them up or having the courage to lift somebody up in front of other people. But, you know, it's all good. You got some freedom fighters out there, such as myself, and I'm pretty sure the people that's on my line right now, they feel the same way I do, because like-minded people do be around each other. Even if you do have a few bad apples in the bunch, they'll fall off like leaves on a tree, and they're gone. But the branches in the tree and the roots are still strong, and that's what I have around me. So that's why all of us need to come together to stop stuff like this from happening. And as you can see, as I'm going to keep on going, you see in history that those people didn't have no choice but to come together because their backs was up against the wall. So do our backs have to be up against the wall for us to stand up? I don't know, because I feel like our backs are up against the wall right now. Now, we got a black president in the White House, but what are the results? It feels like we're still in the same state. Yeah, you know, gas done went down, whoop-de-doo, ha-ha, yeah, I'm glad, yeah, uh-huh. But how long? For how long? These people sit here, our government, sit here and pacify us with these different things. Look at the income tax. The income taxes, for example. I mean, hell yeah, I need income tax because I earn that money. That is my money. Because they don't do nothing with our taxes in the first place, but to me, this is my opinion now. This is my opinion. To me, it seems like they get the tax money. They don't use all of it like they're supposed to. It goes into these politicians' pockets and these lobbyists and anybody else that don't even have nothing to do with our government. They're using our money. So they give us a couple of $1,000 to pacify us so we can put money back into the economy and keep the economy rolling. But okay, you got Susan Q here. She has $3,000. She may handle her business, she may not, but just say she got a car. Say she paid half on that car. Is she going to be able to sustain that car? And then by 3 months later, the car is gone or repossessed. Now, where is the government then? Where are they now? Instead of them trying to pacify us with money, they need to educate us more on money and not just one set group of people educating about money. See, it goes back to what I was talking about, education. Those people right there, they weren't talking about just math, science, and all that other stuff. They're talking about a way of life. Educate us on the way of life in America instead of having us out here guessing what we need to do or watching these rich people do what they do and we try to do what they do. But it's not going to work. I don't think it'll work. That's why we need to come together as a collective people to educate each other. Why not? I might not have all the answers, but that person right there might have the answers that I don't have, and so on and so on. But anyway, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to bring somebody in. Think about all this. Let's see who I'm going to bring in. Area code 770865, you live on the Eric King Ham, and this is the King's Hour. What's good? Say your name and where you calling from. What's happening?
My name is Tamisha, and I'm calling from Carrollton, Georgia.
All right, then.
Hello.
Hold on. I'm going to give you a little hand clap. I don't have that sound right now, but I'm Yeah. How you doing tonight?
I'm fine.
That's good. So, what you think about what I'm talking about so far?
Well, I missed the first half. So you, I don't know. Can you refresh me on it? I caught the middle to the end.
Well, basically, you did, Papa. I don't mean to put you on blast. That's sad. But basically, I'm talking about segregation and desegregation, and basically how it ties into the day about how those people fought for education and just just plainly want to be American citizen, a decent American citizen. You know, I was just talking about how we need to come together and educate each other instead of put each other down and be like those people. Those people didn't have no choice. They had their backs up against the wall. They were living in slums. They, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
But today,
yeah, like
got,
today's
today
time.
We got better opportunities, but we don't really use them.
Right. I just think today's time, everything, especially with young people, everything is given to them. They don't earn nothing. People back then, you know, they had to earn their living. Basically, like,
right.
You know, like, what I'm trying to say? You know, like, they grew all their food and stuff like that or whatever. Maybe if we lived back in them times, we could appreciate the history from back then. Because
exactly.
Nowadays, you know, the younger generation, you know, when we sit down and talk to them about history from back then, you know, they give you the eye rolls and all that type of stuff. So I feel like if they lived back in that time, maybe they will really understand the struggles of back then.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And see, as far as, like, jobs and stuff like that, I was getting example of my job. And how they give you this, all these big hopes and dreams and you know, telling us that you're going to make this and that and your family's going to be straight. But then you barely get 30-something hours a week.
Right.
Making
right,
$10
right,
an hour.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Come on. What's really going on? But
I mean, basically, we need to go back to school and we need to own our own businesses. That's what we need to
thank
do.
Thank you.
That's what
see, you see, you just said something good just then because I was just talking about how they pacify us with this income tax money for us to go out and just spend it all up. And they say to stimulate our economy
mm-hmm.
and keep it moving or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
they need to educate us more on what we need to do with our money. They don't want to tell us that we need to invest in our future of our kids and stuff like that. They don't tell us that. They just say, go out there and buy these Jordans. Hey, these new Jordans are. Go out there and get this and that. They put all these images on TV, and you feel like you have to spend all this money just to look fresh. Shoot, I
exactly.
Go to Walmart and get me something and look fresh.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I saw it at Walmart.
Yeah,
I saw it.
Right. Exactly. But they do that because I feel like they want to keep us in poverty. That's what they want to do.
Exactly.
That's what they want to
exactly.
do. But like you just said, if we invest it, you know, like start our own businesses. But I mean, there are a couple of, you know, black businesses around him, but you know, too many people, you know, sometimes they get rubbed the wrong way or a bad business get mishandled and those type of things. You know, trying to get
right.
all of us to come, you know, trying to get everybody to come together or a community to come together on something. That's really kind of hard to do. If everybody's still trying to find a way to get over somebody, so you
exactly.
know,
yep, yep. Or if, the, or
no
if you see a person, just, or if you see a person that you know trying to do good, they want to bring their past stuff and stuff like that to try to shoot them down and get people not to even listen to them or whatever. But you
exactly.
know, the past is the past. You know what I'm saying? This
right,
person
right,
right here, I'm better than himself. Look at them. They done better themselves. Why not listen to them?
Exactly. But the thing about it is, if they didn't have a past, they wouldn't have got to where they at now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what people
exactly.
don't understand. That's what people don't understand. If you did come from struggling and losing this and losing that and then get to where you are, where you, I mean, what they call being on top or whatever, what are your financial... Everything is straight, all your I's dotted, your T's crossed. If you didn't go through a whole bunch of hell, then you wouldn't have nothing to, you know, have nothing to praise about now. That's just high for you.
Yeah, see, that's true. Because, like I said, history repeats itself. Look at history back then, how those people had to struggle just to get some simple rights, just to vote and stuff like that. Getting beat down, spit on, and stuff like that, just to vote, to have a right to vote.
Right, right.
See, just like this part right here. The only way to guarantee freedom for formerly enslaved African Americans was to grant them the full privileges and responsibilities of citizenship. The right to vote became the critical step in protecting their civil liberties. It would also be the first of their freedoms taken away. So see, they built the African Americans up, but you always have your rotten apples in the bunch. They don't want to see change.
Right.
They want things to stay like it is.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong. You got some black folks like that too. Don't want to see change. They want to see everything like it was. Now, you had some slaves that didn't want to be slaves, but you had some slaves back then that was like, shoot, master taking care of us, the one that was in the house. Oh, master taking care of us. Why we want to go again, master?
Right.
That's you being a crutch on somebody else. Why not get your own and build your own legacy, your own dynasty, instead of living off somebody else? Now, how do that tie into today? You see the same thing today. Somebody mooching or trying to freeload off somebody else instead of trying to sweat off of their own brow. You understand what I'm saying?
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, with that being said, I'm going to bring in somebody else. Area code 678-357. You're on the air with King Hammond. This is the King's Hour. Tell everybody your name and where you're calling from.
This A.O. Honcho calling from Carrollton, Georgia.
Hey, Judy, Luke. Hey, hold on for a second. I don't have a call. Yeah. How you doing tonight, man?
What's going on?
Man, having this conversation, man. I know I see you've been listening in a little bit, man. You want to give some feedback on what we were talking about?
Man, I can dig it. I can dig it. I was listening from all angles, and for me, with my experience of, I guess, the world being how it is now, you were right. It do make it hard for people to stand up for themselves. It do make it hard for people to go out here and get jobs and do the right thing. It do make it hard for the go-getters to go get, because you got people that's watching these videos that's telling them and antagonizing them to do wrong tours to people that's doing right. So it's hard for people, excuse me, to go out and get like they're supposed to. As far as being your own man, how I feel on that topic, it's hard for you to be your own man nowadays because it ain't too many role models left. You got kids raising kids.
Exactly.
That's not segregation too. That's the hugest problem right now is kids raising kids. And the kids don't want to listen, so the society going to be the same. It ain't nobody that will step up. Everybody said they're a man or they're a grown woman, but there's no grown woman or grown man really stepping up to the plate just telling them, look, this is the way things are supposed to go. It don't have to necessarily go as old school went, but it can have some kind of feedback towards the old school way. Because our society is falling as one.
That's right. That is so right.
And divided as people.
Go ahead.
Disagree?
Yeah, I disagree with that.
So how
okay,
you
we
think?
Get your chance. Okay, y'all go ahead. Hey, this is what this for.
Okay.
This is what this for.
Because he was saying you were saying that there's no role models, and I mean I agree that
I can't say none. It's barely role models.
Okay. I can agree with that too. And like I said, I do agree with, you know, kids are raising kids. And what I was saying that I disagree to is, you know, you were saying don't necessarily take it back to the old school way. But if it weren't for the old schoolers, see, the old schoolers, that's who teach the new schoolers. But when you got new schools that don't want to listen and think they know everything or whatever,
that's
then
right.
That's when, I like to cuss, that's when things start happening like it is now. You know what I'm saying?
Let me clear up something right quick. This is the King's Hour. You feel free to talk how you want to talk. Is that how you express yourself? Well, damn it, you express yourself there like that. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the type of shit this don't happen. Because it's so many young people. I don't know how old you are, but it's so many young people. They think they know everything. See, I used to be young and dumb too. I thought I knew everything and didn't know nothing. See, you have to open your ears, open your eyes, and listen to somebody older, and then you say, okay, well, that do make sense. Because if you don't listen to an old schooler, you're going to constantly keep doing negative things, and you're not going to rise above all the struggles that you're going through. So if these young kids don't listen, everything that's going on there is going to keep continuing.
Understood. Okay. You mind if I speak, Mr. K? Mr. K, you mind if I speak? Okay. I respect everything that you do. I respect everything you said and all. Not to throw it out there, but I am 28. I done walked down that road with the worst of them. I done been around the best of them. It is what it is. I'm calling it how I see it. I'm not saying that you shouldn't take it back. It's like the old school did, but... I mean, if you go necessarily the same route that you go when they first had us, like, our generation is different. I don't know how old you are either, but my generation is different. I was raised on no sir, yes ma'am, no ma'am. You know what I mean? First word you get wrong, I'm popping that mouth or I'm slapping that face, I'm going to get some get right about you. Nowadays, it's not that way, and it's so hard to reach out to the younger generation because you got people that come behind them. Believe me, I didn't see any. You got people that come behind them, and they tell them that they're punks. I didn't mentor kids before. They tell them they punks. They tell them they this. They not about that life because they hear it in the music and rap song. No offense to rap music because I'm an artist myself. But if you continue to down the children and the society through music and the kids that they hang around, they're going to continue to do the same thing. So I'm not knocking you none or saying you wrong by far, but it's gonna have to be a different approach to be taken with this situation, or it's gonna continue to happen.
It needs to start at home. It do.
Exactly.
It starts at home.
Exactly.
It needs to start
ma'am,
at home.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How you start at home if kids are raising kids?
I got an answer for that. Yes, I can, because I was a teenage mother too. I had my first child when I was 16. So
there you go.
But okay. I was raised in a house with grown women. So my teaching comes from grown women was to get up, go to work, do what you got to do. You got to do this. You got to do this. You got to do that. So I teach and I got sons, 17, soon to be 18. I got one 10. And I'm on them constantly. So I know what they're doing, what they're not doing, their friends. I'm checking everything. Because whatever somebody telling them in the streets or whatever, they know, that's not what my mama said. Because, see, I talk to my kids like they grown. Like me and you talking, that's how I talk to them.
That's right.
So I feel like I don't have to worry about my kids learning anything from somebody in the street because I get them the nitty-gritty from the road to all that. So I don't have to worry about all that. Now, the other kids,
that's what I was asking.
Right. The other kids, see them kids, I'm 34 years old. I done been there, done that. But what they got going on is they don't have nobody in the household to sit down and talk to them because, what, you're a grandmama when you're 25, great-grandmama when you're 33, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
Totally understood.
It's
totally
the truth.
Understood. What a big mama's
at. Ain't no big mama no more. You're right. It's not the truth. That's what's wrong with the world.
The great grandmamas, the great great aunties and all that, they gone or they in the club or they trying to mess with, you know, they trying to do their thing with their young kids.
Yeah, cougars.
Right.
And then when you try to tell somebody what to do, you know, you get that, well, you ain't my mama, you can't tell me or whatever. So, you know, I mean, hey, how can you sit down and talk to them if they don't want to listen? The only time they want to listen is when their partners get gangbang shot or jumped on something like that or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
They're crazy, you know. I can't deal with young kids. I'm going to slap me one of them.
Hey, because a lot of these kids be trying to step in these grown folks' shoes. You know, they want to butt in conversations and stuff like that, and they don't know what they're talking about. They might got some sense of what they're talking about, but they don't feel it because they haven't experienced life yet.
Mm-mm. When I was little, I wasn't allowed to sit in the living room when my mama and daddy and aunties had time.
Right.
I had to take my ass outside. Nowadays, mamas, they letting the kids sit in there and conversate, and they going outside gossiping about who did what, who's sleeping with who or whatever, because they listening to what mama and the homegirl talking about. But when you try to when you try to check them kids, the mama's got an attitude rolling there. You trying to say, well, hey, you know, that child 3 years old, 4 years old, what a little bad ass doing to him, listening while we talking to
that
man.
Hey, let's look on the man side of it too. Let's look on that. Now you got your young boys around a whole group of men. You know how a whole group of men get to talking, honcho. You know you know how that goes.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Talking about tricks and hoes and stuff like that. So they thinking, shoot, all women are tricks and hoes then. So why do I need to respect them? So it goes ahead.
I feel that goes along with the generation too, because I hate to say so. When I was young, I'm telling you, Ham, you know, the bitch word that gets you skewed my language, that gets you popped in your mouth or knocked upside your head, because women weren't referred to as no bitch. They was referred to as women or nothing. A female, my mom didn't even play the female thing. A female to my mom, you call her either some kind of animal. My mom say, you have to, you know what I mean, put a label on that. You either call me by a woman, a lady, or something like that. A female could be a female dog, a female cat, a female everything. She wasn't even taking that much. But it's too much for these people nowadays, like I said, to even say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, or no, sir. So, you know, that make them feel too uppity. They feel like they belittling themselves around their partner, so it's gonna stay the same.
Right.
The ones that's standing strong and spoiled by their parents and everything, them the ones that's usually, I was one of the spoiled ones somewhat, but them the ones that folks look for their attention and, ooh, maybe I want to be like that person. But if them people can't set examples and their parents can't send them to school or whatever with a positive example, you're going to continue to have this same circle, because most kids nowadays, are followers and not leaders. So I mean, it's going to take something.
Yeah, right. You are so right.
Maybe if you put it in a Waka Flocka song and do a song on something. Yeah, they're going to listen to it then. If it ain't in rap, it ain't nothing. If it ain't in rap or truck.
They're right. Hey, everybody, let's take a little brief break from this conversation for a second and play some more music. Give me something to drink because my voice is messing with me right now, but it's all good. I appreciate y'all two opinions and everything, but we're about to play some music, and we'll get back to the conversation. Y'all join me back in the conversation in just a second. All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll be at the studio in a second.
Ha! Then what's up? Yeah, let's get on to some music, everybody. Yeah, let me get myself together and everything. This is a good conversation so far. Like I said, this is part one of the conversation. This is part one of the show. The next show, of course, we're going to talk about, get deeper into this conversation. A lot of the stuff that they're saying ties into a lot of what I want to talk about. So, as I always say, let's go. Let's get it.
Yeah.
On the King's Hour. Yeah, we had a good conversation for this music break, and shoot, I'm about to bring everybody back in. I want to bring in, let's see, we bring you in, yeah, for a second. It's been a minute.
Area code 678-340.
Live on the air with King Henry. Tell your name and you call from. Then don't be shouting, man. Don't make me call your name out now. Because I know who you are. Brandon, you going to do me like that, bro? Hey, man, you can say something, man. It's cool. Oh, man, I'm going to, hey, you know we're going to roll you at work tomorrow. So you gotta get ready for it. Anyway, we'll bring it back in 678-357. You back live on the air.
going on, King?
Yeah. Honcho the Lakes.
Yeah.
Speaking of Honcho the Lakes, y'all, I want to go ahead and introduce him. He's part of Brighter Minds Entertainment. He has his own entertainment label, AEO Boss ENT. Hey, man, tell him a little bit about it, man. Talk about it a little bit, man.
Man, oh, yeah. That's all I can say about it, man. We got a lot of stuff planned, you know. Upcoming rapper trying to make dreams come true. That's all. Just a positive movement that I'm sending through the radio. You know, AEO Boss Entertainment, the new swag coming around. You know, up under that BME label, we doing it. Moving it, kicking it, and pushing it. That's all we're going to keep doing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, y'all, as y'all know, if you're fans of the show, yes, I do a lot of things with my brothers, man. I try to uplift them with their music, man. They want to bring out their music, let the world hear it. That's exactly what I'm going to do. So, yes, on Wednesdays, Wildin' Out Wednesdays, I showcase artists, different type of artists. So feel free to send me your music at BME Global Radio at gmail.com. If you want to follow Kingham, follow Kingham at Kingham Everything. You put in at Kingham on Google, you'll find all my pages. So y'all make sure y'all do that. And follow the show, too. King's out. I'm back.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, y'all. Tonight, man, I'm just doing a little brief thing on segregation and did it help or hurt the African-American, you know, community? Did it make or break us? And also, I'm talking about desegregation with it also, because it all ties in together. So we had a good conversation about our rights, basically, and all our freedoms that we fought for so hard back in the day, and we trying to tie it into today. So I want to get back into that. We was talking about, you know, they gave us a promise of freedom after slavery. And, you know, I went to a little brief history on that. And now I want to talk about the first black members of Congress. Yeah, we had our first black members of Congress. We had black people in the Congress way back when, such as from the era of 1869 to 1877. The federal government assumed political control of the former states of the Confederacy. Voters in the South elected more than 600 African-American state legislators and 16 members of Congress. Did y'all hear what I said? Between 1869 and 1877, voters in the South elected more than 600 African-American state legislators and 16 members of Congress. To me, that's amazing, man. It's really amazing in those days and times, because if you look now at how race is and racism and stuff like that, you know, they try to get us in a higher political stage where they make laws and stuff like that against people of color. And I'm just not talking about African-Americans. And, yes, I'm going to get into that, too, with other races, because we're not the only ones that struggled back then. Yeah, we might have took more ass whippings, but best believe it was more people that was in the struggle with us also in those days and time. So back then, when they elected that many African-American state legislators and 16 members of Congress, that's amazing, because they fought against all types of racism back then. Because look what was going on. They were slaves. They were doggone slaves. So now you see these 600 African Americans in Congress and everything, man. Yeah, that probably was just like a big thing. But of course, as you know, history tells us that all that had to come to an end because of people of power. Just like today, they don't want people that they think that's beneath them to come into the same state or higher than them. So they had to do something to back us down. And what they did back then, they attacked us in the government. Yes, the good old government. If you're a fan of my show, you know how I feel about the government. And no, I do not agree with our government and their ways or none of that. And yes, you know, I have proof and I have certain guests I can have on this show to explain what's going on. Best believe I don't say something and don't do my research. Like I said, if you're a fan of the show, you'll see I do my research. And, you know, our government, they try to trick and manipulate us into hating each other through the media, through news. Yes, that's what they did. And they did it back then, too. Because the next thing I'm going to talk about is white only, Jim Crow in America. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to talk about. So by the late 1870s, Reconstruction was coming to an end. In the name of healing the wounds between the North and the South, most white politicians abandoned the cause of protecting African Americans. I can read it again, you know. By the late 1870s, Reconstruction was coming to an end. In the name of healing the wounds between the North and the South, yes, the North too, most white politicians abandoned the cause of protecting African Americans. So once they stopped protecting us with the laws and everything, that's when they could do what they did to us, such as taking away our rights, our civil liberties that we have in this country. So in the former Confederacy and neighboring states, local governments constructed a legal system aimed at reestablishing a society based on white supremacy. African American men were largely barred from voting. See, there you go right there, voting. If you take away the right to vote, you can't vote in another African American. Legislation known as Jim Crow laws separated people of color from whites in schools, housing, jobs, and public gathering places. That's pretty deep right there. It really is. So at first, they built us up right after a war that probably the richest people probably in the whole world probably funded both sides, the North and the South, because they had to have guns from somewhere. They probably funded both sides. They probably manipulated the both of the governments on both sides to go into war. Because that's pretty, somebody made money off that. It's always a deeper lining in these stories that you hear in history, but they take that part out of it. You have to do your research and dig deep and find out stuff like that. So after they took away our right to vote, they denied black men the right to vote through legal maneuvering and violence, which was the first step in taking away the civil rights. Beginning in the 1890s, southern states enacted literacy tests, poll taxes, elaborate registration systems, and eventually whites-only Democratic Party primaries to exclude black voters. The Democratic Party now. Look at today. Who do you see African Americans or people of color, period, lean toward? The Republicans or the Democrats? Think about that. And the Democrats back then, they excluded the black voters. That's funny. The laws proved very effective. In Mississippi, fewer than 9,000 of the 147,000 voting-age African Americans were registered after 1890. In Louisiana, where more than 130,000 black voters had been registered in 1869, the number had plummeted to 1,342 by 1904. Wow, man. That's very, very, very deep. So if you just look at it today, where we do have the right to vote, you're not really using it due to the propaganda that's out there. They try to get us not to vote or anything like that. Now, I understand that I said I do not trust the government. I do not like the government. But if you look at it like this, if you vote within your city and vote within your state, that's a good first step to getting somebody that is for the people into the government, into a higher government. But, yeah, that's deep right there, man. Oh, man, time flies, man, when you're trying to get some information. Oh, man, I got like 10 minutes left on the show. I want to bring back in Punch Over Links. What's good, bro?
Nothing much. Just cooling. Just listening to the show. Word
hey, man.
Did
you hear what I was reading, man? That was real deep, man, how they just took away our right to vote and other rights back then. But we have rights that we can go vote today, but we don't choose to do it. We're too lazy.
I was thinking about the same thing when you said it's like, to me, when I was listening to your conversation, it hit me deep just for a second, just because of the fact we still slaves. We did all of this. It seemed like time is just repeating itself. We still slaves. Okay, now is just a time that we can roam the streets and tear it up how we want to. We still gonna get in trouble for it because we don't care. We slaves within ourselves. And knowing that it's better that we can do, but we choose to tear up the community.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
You got a right to go vote and make a difference in the world. You don't choose that. You still had a slave mentality on, well, nah, master don't want me to vote. Are you serious? And it really hit me hard then. I really had to think about it. People can make stuff for themselves, but they're too stuck in the outer world. I'm telling you, history is repeating itself all over again.
Again, exactly. Because if you look at them, they're trying to take our rights away right now. They're trying to take our rights away right now, such as carrying guns and stuff like that. You see a lot of things happen. Last year with school shootings and year before that with school shootings and stuff like that. And they just like, shoot, let's take away their right for some guns and we got them right where we want them. You know, they trying to do it again. Get some shooting itself, man.
I mean, and that's right too, but on top of that, how I feel, the quicker they can get us out of the streets, the better. Hell, it don't matter how they get us out because it's still guns coming in illegal. If they wanted to, man, if this world was, the United States have a higher power than many countries. I mean, come on now, if they wanted to, they could take control of the whole situation and stop the guns from coming in. They make so many movies about the cartels and how they illegally get stuff in here. It's funny, we seeing and watching it on TV how y'all supposed to be taking control of the situation, but yet day by day is more killings than anything. It's more gun dealers on the street than anything, and
exactly.
It's more robbers than anything. They belittle with education.
And then on top of that right there, they're funding these mafias and stuff like that. And yeah, the same ones that they fighting against, that's the same ones they putting up on the pedestal. They're just doing it
right behind
the scenes. Shadow. That's what they do. And see, the stuff, you know, I'm not being racist saying white people were bad, so don't nobody get me wrong now. No. This is history right here. And the same way that it affects us, it affects other races too, just like I said. Even white people. Oh, it's going to say something about white people in what I'm reading too when I get on the next show. Because the higher elite that's rich, they targeted poor white people too. They beat them down too. Especially the ones that was on our side, because they're the ones that realized that all of us in this together, they don't care about none of us.
Revolutionists.
Yes, yes. There's a lot of white people that died, man. They won't talk about that. A lot of white people died, man, fighting with us, man. And, you know, I salute them too, because they understand it's not even about color. It's about being a human race on this earth. They understood that, and I appreciate that. I do. But
I say if you don't mind me saying just one more thing.
Well, go ahead, man.
I say personally, the older generation, me myself, I feel the older generation knows better. It comes a time where you know better. You gotta know better, okay? But the younger generation, okay, yeah, the younger generation don't know better, but by the older generation knowing better, not showing it, that make you look just as stupid as the younger generation, which means it's repeating itself all over again. Stupidity feeding stupidity is never going to make nothing. Like I said, the rap songs, I don't believe half of the rappers that make it in this game know what effect they have on kids and people like, because I remember back in the day, Pastor Troy cried, Mom, I'm up through there, you know. But
yeah,
you had to, that's how I had to really look at it. It's just a song. This whole thing, the whole background, the whole persona on the situation, it's all wrong, but let everybody tell you there's big brothers in the world and these are role models. These role models are a role model is something that you want to see, something that you want to be. You see all the flashy money and it's coming the wrong way and you saying it the wrong way, it's always going to look right to them. Do it the right way and still have that same persona about yourself and got the same swag. I bet they still do it. You could be doing a Steve Urkel dance what's his name? Young Thug, whatever.
Young Thug.
They riding with him. He wear tight jeans. They wear tight jeans. They just like his voice, the way it echoes in the mic. I don't knock the man. I ain't taking nothing from him.
How about the term they use in bay?
I can't even call out that word because I don't even play that. I wasn't raised like that. Bae is a woman.
Exactly. That's what I thought.
Bae
is another word for baby.
I mean,
you want to get technical.
They say baby. They say love, they say my something, but it's too feminine for me. Why, I have no idea why they're doing it, but I disagree on this situation. It's time for us to grow up in the community and become one as a people.
Exactly, my brother. Well, yeah, man. Man, I appreciate the conversation, man. I do. I appreciate you being on the show, man. I hope you be back the next time, because we're going to go into part two. Or whatever, man. I can't wait to get your music on here too, man. So you can showcase to everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I appreciate you listening in, man. We're gonna head on up out of here, man. It's a good first show, man. I feel better about it now because I was nervous. I ain't even gonna lie. I was there for 2 years.
I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're back. Hey, yo, be a me all day.
But yeah, y'all be back for the next show. Black History Month. Let's think about it. I'm saying, y'all have a good night and be blessed.
high, too doped up to ask why. Watching our own downfall, witness the end. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block why he strapped, he laughed, pointed his pistol as the cop caught, passed and blasted. Another murder, nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies? Victims of a straight from drug dealers gone crazy. Maybe it's just the drugs, this is how the block was. Crack came and it was strange how it rocked us. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's what we ride on our own time. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror, we can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer, who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, bless you.
Keep on walking on the road to Zion, man.